Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Before you came in here, did you have any idea what squalene was?
No idea. Sounds like a seal or a Pokemon. But they said it comes from our body, so yeah.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our mid-month episode featuring breaking beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider celebrity hair and makeup tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Hello, everybody. Happy summer. We are back with a brand new Glowdown episode. Hi, Carlene.
Hi, Jill. And you are absolutely glowing, I must say.
Thank you. I was away under the Tuscan sun.
Oh, don't I know it.
For a couple of weeks.
No jealousy over here. No.
I know, when I even tried to like be good with my SPF, and it's just when you're walking around all day, you tend to get a little bit glowier than usual. I'm really excited to be back at it today. And we are doing something that I've been wanting to do for a while, which is just getting really nerdy and talking about a hero ingredient that's been kind of popping off, I would say, over the last year and a bit. And that ingredient is squalane.
Today's episode is in partnership with Biossance. They are a sustainable skincare line that is all about squalane. Each of their products that's currently in the line all has squalane as the base ingredient.
And I think we need to note that you and I were familiar with squalane.
But
we weren't necessarily all that familiar with Biossance, the brand, because I think in part they just launched in Canada this year, earlier in 2018. They've only been at Sephora in the US for a little over a year and a half, but it is a brand getting a ton of buzz.
Yeah, that's what we discovered when we started to really dig in, is that they were being written up in Allure and Refinery 29 and Bustle about the fact that they were just constantly selling out over and over again at Sephora. So it's kind of like the sleeper hit you've never heard of. And we really were excited to explore why? What's so great about Biossance?
Yeah. And if you've been listening to Breaking Beauty for a while, you know we love to get to the bottom of the bestseller. What makes it tick? Why people are drawn to it? And there's several of Biossance's products, like their squalane and vitamin C rose oil, plus their squalane and peptide eye gel. They have been selling out.
So for one thing, there are shining endorsements from celebrities. This one coming up we're going to play for you is from Lance Bass of NSYNC.
With Biossance, you can say bye, bye, bye to dry skin. Oh, yeah.
He still looks good. I have to give him that. This was from Instagram, and it was so funny. I want a GIF of that clip.
But not paid for? That's what's crazy about it.
I know. And you know how I am completely obsessed with Queer Eye, the new Netflix series?
Yes, and I need to start watching it, like, tonight. It's just like, everyone's talking about it.
It's just like moments of joy after moment of joy. It's incredible. But in particular, the grooming expert, Jonathan Van Ness, can you believe, Like, he has so many catchphrases. He's like, spray, delay, walk away.
Love it.
In a recent YouTube clip, he was using the Biossance Fine Mist on this, like, Australian cowboy guy who was, like, 60 years old. He was trying to teach him about skincare, and it was just amazing. So yeah. Check that out on YouTube.
That's good B-side content.
Yeah.
But, of course, the deeper story is also what we're interested in. So let's get into it. So we mentioned the star ingredient is squalane. So kind of like hyaluronic acid, squalane is highly moisturizing. It feels weightless, and your body sort of recognizes the ingredient because your body makes a form of squalane itself known as squalene, which you're born with.
Yeah. And I think that the idea that it's found in your body, your skin has a natural affinity for it. Your skin can better absorb it. Mm-hmm. And definitely unusual to see a vitamin C and an oil. So we're going to investigate that further a little bit later on. I think they were one of the first brands to earn the fancy new Clean at Sephora seal of approval. Mm-hmm. That's a brand new category that was effective June 1st. The criteria is quite intensive. Suffice to say, it's not necessarily all natural or all organic brands mm-hmm. that get this seal of approval, but they have this blacklist of things that these products that earn the seal cannot have. Things like phthalates, things like parabens, things like formaldehydes. And usually it has less than 1% synthetic fragrance. So you're going to be hearing more and more about that. Plus, Biossance goes one step further. Are people familiar with the Environmental Working Group? That's an online sort of watchdog. Mm-hmm. And they're always taking brands to task for toxicity. Mm-hmm. And they were the first brand to get the Environmental Working Group's verification mm-hmm. in Sephora. I think that's partly because Biossance blacklists 2,000 ingredients.
Yeah. And I know that you dropped into the Biossance Summer Hydration Clinic when it was here in Toronto.
So that was the bus.
Yeah, it was
the
kind
beauty
of
bus.
A cool activation.
Parked on King Street West. And you could tell people were sort of like intrigued and drawn into it. It was like this aquamarine color and mm-hmm. very cool. But a lot of people got drawn into the bus and they were like, what is this? What is Biossance? I don't know anything about it. And also, what the hell is squalane? So I kind of chatted up a few people in line, like my new friend Martha, and asked her if she knew anything about the ingredient. Before you came in here, did you have any idea what squalane was?
No idea. Still don't really know what it is. It sounds like a seal, but I know it's not a seal or a Pokemon, but they said it comes from our body. So yeah.
Okay. So clearly we weren't the only ones who needed a little bit of an education on this. And that's why we're here today. So we also are going to phone a friend. We're calling Caroline Hadfield, president of Biossance, who's based in San Francisco. So mind the little bit of crackle. It'll be worth it. Where should we start?
Okay, well, I think we need to go, you know, investigate if it is a seal or a Pokemon. And we're also going to incorporate some of our listener questions, so stay tuned for those. What is squalane exactly?
I don't know how old you guys are, but you sound like you're a lot younger than me, so you have a lot more squalene in your body, which means your skin's a lot dewier, the protective barrier, the water loss. I mean, squalane holds on to moisture. It helps with cellular turnover. It helps with the skin barrier. And it depletes with age, which is why as we age, our skin becomes drier and crepier. So in the prestige skincare industry, squalane has been used because it's an expensive ingredient or an expensive emollient or moisturizer, and it's an active moisturizer. So it's always been used in all the prestige brands, Sisley, Amore Pacific, La Prairie, SK-II, L'Oreal use it a lot, Kiehl's, probably 40% of Kiehl's products have squalane in it.
Let's give a little bit of context about Biossance. The brand has some legit connections to Silicon Valley that I stumbled upon mm-hmm. when I was researching them. A headline that I read in Bustle said, Biossance was made by the people who cured malaria. And I was like, what? Hold up. So very different than a traditional beauty brand. And as it turns out, the parent company is a biotech giant called Amaris. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they were involved with Amaris to develop and deliver the cure for malaria around the world.
Yeah, that's amazing. You for a vaccine. Don't usually hear that in the same, you know, sentence or paragraph as a cosmetic company.
When you're talking about your serum.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shark squalene is no longer used in North America or in Europe. Sadly, it is still used in some cosmetic products in other parts of the world.
Have a listen to find out how Biossance's biotechnology pedigree played a key role in replicating a cruelty-free alternative for today's cosmetic world.
Squalene, up until 2009, was either from the extraction from olives, where they could extract squalene, or you had all of these fisheries that were farming deep water shark, and they were extracting squalene from the liver of sharks.
I can't believe they were doing that up until 2009. That seems so ancient that people would have done something like that.
Really, really awful. And then they would extract this liver from the shark, and then they would purify it to get rid of the sort of the fishy smell. But it was a very pure squalene, whereas the olive squalene, because it's growing on a tree in the environment, obviously has a lot of impurities and waxes from it. So when the shark squalene was banned, Amaris was approached by some large companies to look to see if we could replicate the performance, the purity, and the non-toxic nature of shark squalene. And over the space of 2 years, we were able to replicate squalene into its purest form, where it's almost 100% pure.
If I learned anything at the Beauty Bus, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's made with sugarcane now. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Our fermentation process, it all starts in Brazil, where we take sugarcane from the plantations and we extract the liquid cane. And then with yeast, we're able to, like you make bread, like you make beer. So we have these molecular scientists who take that fermentation process and they're able to copy the structure of squalene. And we were able to replicate the molecular structure and reproduce it in our sustainable biotech manner.
This was done with Berkeley University, is that correct?
The R&D and the technology was started by two postgraduates from Berkeley University.
We started a conversation about squalene in our private Facebook chat room. If you guys haven't joined, please do. You can just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room. And we got some listener questions that were amazing. And we are going to put those to our guests. Just hang tight. But one of our listeners, Natalie James, she was like already in the know about squalene. And so we asked her to share some of her insights here with us. So take it away, Natalie.
Hi, this is Natalie from London. So great you're investigating this. I first heard about squalene when Sally Hughes talked about it in her column in The Guardian here in the UK. It's in Kiehl's Cult Body Lotion Creme de Coeur, and ever since I discovered it, I've been looking out for it in ingredients lists because I just love its hydrating effect. In fact, I recently treated myself to the Bobbi Brown All Over Glow, which is limited edition, and it's in that.
I love how savvy our listeners are in this group.
It's amazing.
It's impressive.
Even more reason to join you guys. And that little tidbit about makeup was incredible. I have never tried any makeup to my knowledge that has squalene in it. And Natalie's comments serve as the perfect segue into this next discovery during our chat with Caroline.
So we actually sell our squalene out into the industry. Mm-hmm. So we have 5 global distributors in Korea, Japan, Europe, and North America. Mm-hmm. And they buy our sugar squalene, and they sell it out to the likes of Lauder, L'Oreal, Amore Pacific.
The Ordinary?
I can't tell you if The Ordinary uses our squalene or olive squalene.
Okay.
But we sell it out to people.
You might be wondering if there's a reason why squalane might be better as a hydrating skincare ingredient than hyaluronic acid, for instance, which we're also born with.
It is similar. Squalene that we're born with really does perform a broader function in the second level of the dermis. It really protects the skin barrier by, you know, locking in moisture, by continuously repairing itself with the cellular turnover. I always say that squalane is an active moisturizer or emollient, whereas you have other oils like argan oil and avocado and jojoba. A lot of those sit on the surface of the skin. Why the prestige industry would always use squalane is because it's weightless. It's absorbed in the skin so quickly that it doesn't sit on the surface. It absorbs and also carries with it those ingredients that are in the formulation.
I'm still curious about this whole idea of using squalane as a carrier oil make things work better.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're not chemists, but as journalists, we've definitely heard and reported over the years on the fact that vitamin C is highly unstable in skincare.
Yeah.
You know, it has that reputation, and we've seen the trend toward powdered vitamin C lately, special packaging that is airtight, that blocks out oxygen and light.
Supposedly. Yeah.
So we wondered how the vitamin C in Biossance's squalane and vitamin C rose oil is able to hold its efficacy.
Really, the best form of vitamin C is an oil-soluble vitamin C, you know, as opposed to ascorbic acid vitamin C, which oxidizes.
Mm-hmm.
So the oil-soluble has a very technical name to it called tetrahydrosodyl ascorbate, and it's exceptionally stable.
Mm.
And cheaper forms of vitamin C, like the ascorbic acid, oxidize over time.
Coming up next, we have our listener questions that we put to Caroline. First up, we have Lauren. Take it away.
Hi, this is Lauren, and my question is squalene an oil? Can dehydrated combo oily skin use it? Is it its own thing, or just a carrier for other ingredients or actives?
Well, first of all, it's its own thing, which is why people really experience 100%. I dry skin brush, I shower, and then I put the 100% oil on my body every day, on my ankles, my heels, my hands. And because the body recognizes it and it's so weightless, it just helps carry those active ingredients into the face or the active ingredients into the eye gel. So it's an oil in its own right, and as I said, has been used in prestige skincare for years and really not being showcased too much.
Thanks for that question, Lauren. Next up, we have Erin from Ottawa.
Hi, Jill and Carlene. It's Erin. I'm 39 years old and I'm concerned about wrinkles and I'm also concerned about breakouts. And I had a question for you about squalane. I want to know when in my routine to add it in. I'm interested in trying it, but I don't understand when to use it best, like instead of serum or along with my serum or morning or night. If I use it with something with an SPF, am I killing the effectiveness of the squalane? I just need to know what step it should be and what order of operation. Thanks so much. Love the podcast.
I use, I cleanse, I use the phytoretinol, and then I put on the facial rose oil. And that's my regime in the morning. Sometimes I might put the probiotic gel over it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people use the cleanser and they love the 100% squalane, and they might mix a bit of the 100% squalane with their current moisturizer just to make it a bit richer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd always have my the squalane oils underneath and or the last step of my regime.
Okay.
Because underneath your makeup, it gives a lovely dewy finish. Or if you're not wearing much foundation or you're just wearing you know, lightweight moisturizer, again, you just get a very lovely, dewy experience of the skin.
Okay.
Because it goes straight in and it sort of plumps it up as it's absorbed.
Thanks, Erin, for asking the question. And I actually picked up that tip from Caroline and started mixing my rose oil with the squalane and probiotic gel moisturizer. One thing I will say is that this line is very lightweight and almost meant to be layered like Korean skincare products.
K-beauty all the way.
Weightless. Yeah, it's kind of like that cloud, it feels like, the probiotic gel moisturizer. So that's not quite hydrating enough for me. So I did start mixing the rose oil in there and I really like it. But they're coming out with a more traditional moisturizer in the fall. We got that hot tip from Caroline.
Okay, so that one will just be a little bit richer. Canadian winters, hello.
Yeah.
I think we'll be reaching for that. But my favorite product is the Squalane Phytoretinol Serum.
So good.
And I was just kind of floored that they could say it was a phytoretinol serum because it doesn't have any retinol in it.
That's right.
At all. In mm-hmm. fact, it is this plant-based retinol alternative.
The ingredient is called bakuchiol.
And you'll find the spelling on our website along yeah. with the list of all of products.
Yeah, breakingbeautypodcast.com. Check it out, guys. And the brand claims to have clinical trials behind the retinol alternative to prove it's of equal efficacy. Yeah. I have not seen those clinical trials. I can only speak to my experience, which mm-hmm. is that I love the texture of the product. I find mm-hmm. it definitely smooths lines. And it is not going to make you sun sensitive like a traditional retinol or make mm-hmm. your face flake off like mm-hmm. other retinols. Well, so the benefit is that you're going to be consistently using it and seeing those results. And yeah. the texture is just unlike anything you've really felt.
So it's all about that cell turnover, guys. Mm-hmm.
It's a serum, but it almost looks like a cream.
Mm-hmm. When you put and it on. Smells heavenly. Mm-hmm. It has neroli oil and it smells like the spa.
Those are our experiences mm-hmm. with the products. Please let us know if you guys have tried anything and what you're loving. This and they're coming out with a deodorant too. We need to mention yeah. that. That's a hot tip. Mm-hmm. Gotta try that.
Yeah. Hi everyone.
Welcome, Kourtney Kardashian. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
The fact that we have to guess so much and, you know, even going into a store to buy anything, like, you shouldn't be, like, walking around aimlessly, like, is this okay? Is this not okay? And everybody should have the right to, you know, healthy products.
So in that last clip, you heard from Kourtney Kardashian. She was in Washington, D.C. in April of this year, and she was a guest of the Environmental Working Group. They have launched a campaign called #BeautyMadeBetter, and it's all to support and advocate for a new personal care product safety bill.
Right, because the federal law designed to ensure that personal care products are safe has remained largely unchanged since 1938.
That's pretty crazy.
So how is all of this relevant? Well, Biossance was there too, on Capitol Hill, along with Greg Renfrew, the founder of Beauty Counter, as part of a cosmetic industry cohort lobbying for clean beauty.
This new proposed bill is meant to allow the Food and Drug Administration to regulate personal care products just as rigorously as they do food and drugs. Mm-hmm. Like, that was news to me. I thought they did already. And for instance, with this new bill, they'll be required to test at least 5 ingredients for safety every year.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know Biossance is all about transparency. So we asked Caroline for our final question to take us back to that day.
I was really impressed by certain senators who were very on board. Feinstein, Senator Baldwin, those are just very, very aware of the need for this, the need of transparency. You know, when small companies or medium-sized companies buy ingredients from ingredient companies, they shouldn't have to then go and test to make sure what they're buying is exactly what they've got before mm-hmm. they put it in the product.
Yeah,
because if
point.
They then formulate with it and they haven't tested it, mm-hmm. and some, as you know, some result and somebody shows it's got something in it that it shouldn't have from that early source,
mm-hmm.
you know, that just isn't transparent. So
yeah.
really setting, if you look at the chain of events, ensuring that the people who were selling the ingredients in the first place to the formulators and the brands, they're being held up to ensure that what they're delivering is exactly what they're saying it is. And secondly, as people are formulating products, that they are, there is more restriction of chemical petroleum ingredients they can use in their formulation.
Don't you have the secret weapon of Bill Gates in your back pocket? Can you bring him to Washington next time?
Well, we do. I mean, Bill Gates invested in Amyris in the very early stages.
What is his favorite Biossance product then? Can you reveal that? Bill Gates, top shelf. Can we bring that to our podcast?
Let's phone a friend.
Can we find out if he's using it and which one's his favorite?
Right?
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time.